Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Tomorrow night, NBC. Guess what? It's the Buckeyes. UCLA, it's at night. I don't know what Tim May is going to do all day. He's probably going to sit around and watch TV. I don't know. It's going to throw him off to have a night game. But there he is on the fan hotline. He is our friend, Tim May.
Herald
Tim May podcast.
Rivalry.
Yep. Tim May podcast with Clay Hall. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Buddy? I'm doing extremely well. What am I doing tomorrow?
What are you going to do during the day?
My younger grandson is turning four tomorrow. We're having a thing for him.
Congratulations.
11:45. He's one of my favorite things that's ever come into my life. I'll say that. Charlie May.
Okay. What do you?
Big brother Owen, and then I'm going to watch. But we do a tailgate show starting at 3.5 hours before the game starts. So I got to be at the stadium by 3:30. For that.
Three and
whenever
a half. That's weak.
NBC.
We do at least
NBC.
Four.
Whenever you said NBC, man, you know what I thought of? The first thing I thought of?
Ding, ding, ding.
They would have that peacock that would come on,
yes,
and spread its feathers because,
yes,
it was color.
Yes.
And
in living color.
We didn't have a color television in Demopolis, Alabama.
Hmm.
We barely had a television, but we got to go to Woody Woodmansey's house to watch the Orange Bowl when Texas played Alabama with Joe Namath. Back in 1964 season, 65 Orange Bowl. And, by the way, Namath did score on the sneak. Tommy Novus claims he stopped him. But that's what came to mind, the first game I watched in living color on NBC.
I wish you remembered something about that game. I mean, your memory is so loose,
yeah,
on it.
Well, you ask Namath about it today, he'll still tell you he scored.
No, he was going to tell you Tim May watched that game. That's,
you know,
what he's gonna tell
great
me.
Back then.
What?
That was back when they decided the national champion before the bowl games. So Alabama was number one and stayed number one. Bear Bryant's second national championship there. 65, AP decided to vote after the games, the bowl games.
Mm.
And Alabama lost its opener to Georgia and then tied Tennessee and ended up winning the national championship when it beat Nebraska in the Orange Bowl. Nebraska was number three. Alabama was number four. And Arkansas and UCLA upset Michigan State in the Rose Bowl. And Arkansas got beat by Louisiana State and Alabama. Back-to-back national champions. That segues into what we're going to talk about.
I think so, but you forgot to tell me, what did they say in the UPI poll? I'm just kidding. I don't care.
Oh, I don't know. Who cares?
I don't care.
Back then, as long as you won one of them, that's all that mattered.
There you go.
But the bottom line was, now Ohio State's going for a repeat. So I just segued for you.
Nice.
It's a beautiful thing. All right, taking on UCLA this weekend. Nico Iamaliava steps foot back in Ohio Stadium after what took place in the Tennessee game there. Do you think we see something similar in this game? Do you think the Ohio State Buckeyes can – I mean, UCLA's looked a little bit better since firing their coach, Tim. It seems like it's coming together. I still have no fear.
A little bit better, and clearly they're playing more loose and free on offense, which suits Nico Iamaliava's style. They still don't have the complementary group all around him and or defensively. I think Ohio State could score points in bunches to a certain extent tomorrow night, but you know, you still got to play the game. The wind might be blowing. Right now, we're down here playing golf, and it's pretty light winds, but it's supposed to pick up into the 10 to 15 mile an hour range out of the west southwest. But then it's supposed to rotate as the game ensues tomorrow from the west northwest to maybe northwest, at about 10 to 20, which means a cold front's coming through. And so this will be the first real wind Ohio State will have played in this year, with Julian saying et al. The et al includes Jeremiah Smith and
that is true. Yes.
And Cardinal Tate, if he plays, and all those other guys, but and Bo Jackson from up in y'all's neck of the woods.
Yes.
I got videos with him on my podcast, which is coming out later this afternoon. Just first time we've gotten to talk to him since preseason. Good kid, and step boy, is he running well. But yeah, the bottom line is what the weather will be like more than anything else.
Good job. You missed your calling. You should have been a weather guy. The only thing give us is what time is sundown and sunset.
Yeah, sundown's going to be about 5:20, I think. I mean, that's what it was yesterday.
The fact that you even gave me a halfway decent answer, I that's all I appreciate.
And he's trying to figure out if he can play more golf.
I know it because I was out mulching. The great thing about having a zero-turn, 54-inch zero-turn with mulching blades on it is you get the leaves blown out from around the base of the trees, and then you just go out there and go round and round till they're all gone.
What'd you think of Julian?
I remember looking up, and it was just after 5 o'clock, and I was looking at the sun. I said, I got about 12 minutes left, and then I wasn't done, so I went and got a magnetic light stuck on the front of my zero turn and continued.
I am so excited for you. So happy for you.
Who's that out there in the woods, Margaret? I don't know. When's dinner ready? Go ahead now.
All I hear is this, and I just immediately am like, one day I'm going to retire, and I'm going to be able to do that kind of thing. I'm so jealous.
How good is Julian Sain? I mean, you've got...
He's real good.
I mean, you've got... Matt Patricia compared him to, Drew Brees yesterday? I'm trying to remember who we compared him.
Yeah, but bottom line is he's real good. And he's very accurate as a passer. He can throw every pass in the book. And then on top of that, he's unflappable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Are you surprised at the success? Because when I watch him every week, I think he gets better every week. He's had one or two bad plays every once in a while, but you're like, the defense is so good, it makes you forget about his bad plays if he had one or two even.
Yeah, to a certain extent. I mean, I look at last week's game at Purdue, and, obviously, they had Bo Jackson had like a 75-yard run for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Called back on the first play. And then later, Julian saying on the first series of the second half, possession second half, they had a great drive going, and he threw just a ball you haven't seen him throw all year, which was to the other team. You know, and it's almost like you didn't see the guy. Actually, what he anticipated was one of the receivers coming back to him, and that didn't happen, so you look like a fool. But, that's two touchdowns off the board, the way I looked at it. Of what would have been much more than a convincing win, but he just doesn't make mistakes. He's very cool. He's calculating about when he's running around with the ball. He has proven now that he will run with the ball. Remember how long it took Kyle McCord to make you think that?
Yep.
C.J. Stroud. This guy was a dual threat quarterback coming out of Carlsbad, California. But you were so wowed by the way he threw the ball. Did I tell you all this last week? His dad sent me some video of him when he was in 11 years old. He looks the same. I mean, they were, playing with a junior ball or whatever, right? He was putting balls, fade routes down the left sideline. You know, of course, you got to have guys that can catch it when you're playing 11, 12 years old. But he had that too. But he looks like the same fella. And I'm talking about in an 11-year-old game as opposed to a, what is he now, 19, 20. Playing now, he looks like the same guy. So it's pretty cool you can tell when a guy's a youngster whether he's going to excel. Now, is he going to be the greatest ever? Who knows, right? But just like with Bo Jackson, I guarantee you, folks up around Cleveland, they know what they, when you say the name Bo Jackson and they know which Bo you're talking about.
Yeah.
Images come to mind. Now, he was hurt last year in high school, you know, quite a bit. But
hurt and probably smartly kept out, let's be honest.
Correct.
I mean, he probably could have played in a lot more games. He had, like, his senior night game, I think they dressed him they let him have one carry and then they called it a day.
But the point is, he's nonplussed by where he is right now. He's leading the team, the number one team in the country. He's leading the team in rushing and is probably only going to get better. And it's too bad they fired that artillery shot and Jeremiah Smith got caught. It was legit. If you're ticky-tack, it was a legit block in the back, you know, hands out in front, so to speak. But of course, then Jeremiah Smith went on to have a career-high 10 catches in that game and a touchdown, so he kind of made up for it. But the bottom line, I asked him if Jeremiah apologized to him. He said they've had a good laugh about it and everything else. But I'm telling you, running backs always remember the home runs, baby.
The legend Tim May joining us on the Fan Hotline. You can hear him on the Tim May podcast with Clay Hall. A lot of mock drafts are starting to come out, Tim. A lot of big boards are coming out. And the number one guy on all of those is Arvell Reese. How impressed have you been with him this year? And is that somebody that maybe you should target high up in the draft?
Well, he's a guy. I was going to say I have a smart aleck comment, but you guys sound pretty serious today about talking
football. I can
feel
it. Yeah, zero-turn football. That's what this is.
Dude, I'm just jealous that, A, you're playing golf, and, B, you're putting a light on your lawnmower to get things done. I'm going to get there one day. I'm going
to
get there.
By the way, a guy's about to drive by me with the largest tractor I've ever seen on a golf course and the loudest. So,
Can we get him on for a prediction?
I would love. I have to mow 2.5 acres, and I'd love to have that rig, baby. Bottom line is, the beauty of covering college football, in my opinion, is watching guys grow up, come in at 17 and 18 years old, and some of them are, like I said, Bo Jackson's been nonplussed. He's been breaking runs since he got here in the spring, since he got here in the winter. But to see guys find themselves and then to see the team find them, like Matt Patricia, his two major chess pieces are Caleb Downs and Arvell Reese. Man, this guy's like decided to orbit me like I'm Jupiter and he's some deep interstellar probe. But now I'm behind a tree. But the bottom line is to watch Arvell Reese now rise to the occasion, playing as his body allows, but being put in position to make plays and then to have the discipline to do what he's supposed to do on a play before he goes running off doing something else is just one of those marvels. You just really enjoy watching this when you cover college football. That's what you don't get in the NFL,
All right.
Well, wait a minute. With the Browns, you don't, because they don't play anybody long enough to find out whether they could be any good or not. Go ahead, then.
There we go. All right, we got to go.
You're good, man.
The 2017.
Is the wind blowing?
It is.
I can't hear on y'all's
end. Are
you
playing with Moose?
Really
who are you playing with? Who are you playing golf with?
I'm playing with a guy named Dylan Davis from Delaware, the Delaware Gazette, and a guy we just met, our new best friend, Steve.
Steve, who had no idea this was coming. He's like, is this guy going to be on the phone the whole time we're playing or what?
Exactly. Not like playing with a celeb.
Where's Moose?
Hey, can y'all hear that tractor?
Yeah,
no,
we can't.
Squat.
We can't. All right, we got to go.
Let's keep it quiet, man.
He's like, no, he's stalking me. I'm telling you. He's after me. All right, brother.
We got to go.
Hey,
all right,
see you next week.
Thank you. The pride and the Lufkin News. Thank you.
There you go, baby.
Thank you. Tim May, nice enough to join us on the Fan Hotline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.